Let's start with the truth. Your perfect morning routine simply is not going to be found on TikTok or on somebody else's YouTube routine. It is built by you for you. You can experiment and explore other people's morning routines and tips, which is what I'm sure you're doing right now. I actually have a series that is doing really well on TikTok and Instagram right now, which is me trying different celebrities' morning routines. And that is a way for me to experiment with other people's routines so I can find what feels good and what doesn't, so that way I can tailor it to my own routine. But at the end of the day, I'm never gonna follow to a T somebody else's morning routine because we're all different people. You can explore other routines, do a lot of trial and error so that you can find what works for you, take what you like and leave what you don't, and ultimately find your sweet spot. But your ideal morning routine is a personal formula, and like any formula, it takes experimenting, tweaking, and listening to your body and mind. And that is the biggest lesson I have learned in my past, I don't know how many years of experimenting with morning routines. Welcome back to the creation of her. This is episode 11 and it's all about building your perfect that girl morning routine. As somebody who thrives off of routine and has been experimenting and researching with morning routines for literally years and years, I feel like I have almost all of the knowledge to help you build your perfect morning routine, or at least give you a really nice foundation for you to build off of. On the creation of her, we talk about all things leveling up, self-improvement, glow ups, finances, relationships. My mission is to get you to close that gap from who you are now and the woman that you want to be. Let's get into today's episode. Now, I know you don't want to hear it, or maybe you do, but your morning routine actually starts the night before, and you cannot skip this step. Okay, this is super important. You need to understand that your morning routine, your ideal, amazing, feel-good morning routine, really truly starts the night before. What do I mean by that? What does that look like? Baby girl, I'm talking planning your day the night before, the day before, making sure that your space is clean so that way you can wake up to a new space. If you already don't have that much time in the morning and the idea of having a morning routine is kind of stressful for you, or maybe it seems unrealistic, that looks like picking your clothes out the night before. Maybe it's having your breakfast meal prepped. And most importantly, your sleep hygiene is super important so that way you're waking up refreshed and actually energetic enough and excited enough to do your routine in the morning. So that looks like reducing your screen time before bed, having a really relaxing shower and skincare routine before so that you can get enough sleep, you can get quality sleep. Any kind of morning routine will not be enjoyable if you are hating your life as soon as you wake up because you're so groggy and tired and not well rested. And my personal favorite is visualizing how I want my morning to go. Like when I'm in bed, you know, those like 10 minutes before I fall asleep, what gets me to fall asleep is meditating and visualizing the next morning and the next day, how I want to feel, how I want it to go, and all of that. So develop from now, right now, as we're speaking, develop the mindset that your morning routine starts the night before. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. And before we build your morning routine, I also need you to know that you are better off having a 15-minute ritual that you love for your morning routine versus an hour-long morning routine if that's what's going to keep you consistent with it. Consistency with your morning routine is way more important and way more fulfilling and will give you way more confidence than the actual length of your morning routine. There is no study, there is nothing that I know of that I can find that a longer, more intense, longer to-do list type of morning routine is better for you and will make you a more successful person than a 15-minute morning routine that you can actually stay consistent with and that sets you up for success. And as someone who has had that 30 checklist long morning routine before, I'm telling you today that my morning routine maybe takes like 15 to 20 minutes maximum. That's like not including working out, which will just be part of my day anyways. And I'm the most successful I've been in my life so far because I'm actually consistent with the things that matter because my tasks are very quality in the morning. So start small. We're going to build momentum. And then if you want to add more things, if your lifestyle changes a bit, you have a bit more time in the morning and it just feels good, then you add more things, but no pressure. Don't have this idea in your head that you need to have this really extensive morning routine to like be that girl basically. So section number one is how to start your morning routine the night before. Here is a basic evening prep checklist that I will give you. This is like your ideal evening routine for you to set yourself up for success in the morning. Because if you're waking up in the morning and it's chaotic, it's not a discipline issue. It's just the fact that you don't have systems in place. Number one, I want you to plan your day. Choose your top three priorities for the next day. And then from those three, choose your top one. Like as long as this one thing gets done, we're chilling. That way, your mind is already organized for the next day and you don't have this pre-day anxiety, this pre-day stress. Number two is sleep hygiene. That might look like no screens, 1 hour or 30 minutes before bed. And if you are going to go on your screens, wear some blue light glasses or something. Take your magnesium at night or maybe some herbal tea that's like chamomile, peppermint, whatever you like. And make sure that your lights are dimmed, that your room is cold enough, and that all the lights are like shut out so it's as dark as possible. And please, please section out as much time as you can, especially if you're a woman. Make sure you're getting at least 7 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep. And do a little quick clean, like do a closing shift, I like to call it. Make sure that your place is tidy, that it's clean, so that you wake up, everything is fresh, and you're just in a clean space. Because the messier your space is, the more linked it is to stress and cortisol. So basically, having a disorganized room, disorganized house, a dirty house, room, whatever, is linked to higher cortisol, which we don't want to be stressed in the morning. We want it to be calming and we want it to set our day up for success. If you can, if it usually takes you a long time to pick out your outfit, prep your outfit the night before. If you don't have Pinterest boards already of your ideal style or just outfits that you can put together, make that in your free time and you can just scroll on Pinterest, get inspiration, and pick out your outfit the day before. And this is also a pro tip because you're kind of like in the morning, sometimes you're tired, you're in a rush, so your outfit might not like slay as much, you know? So if you pick it out the day before, you're more likely to have a cuter outfit and therefore feel better tomorrow because you look cuter. And if you struggle to make breakfast in the morning, you struggle to make healthy breakfast in the morning, again, go on Pinterest if you want, search it up, breakfast that you can make on the go, whether that's overnight oats, overnight protein oats, egg muffins with chicken sausage in them or whatever. If you don't have the time to make like a nice, yummy, protein-packed breakfast, then make sure you prep it before. A smooth night equals a smooth morning. So I am going to share with you guys my actual morning routine. And again, not that this is going to apply to you, but maybe it'll give you some ideas. However, before I share my own morning routine with you guys, I have come up with what I believe after studying morning routines for so long and doing so much trial and error in my own life, I have come up with what I believe are the most important pillars to building that girl's morning routine. Of course, to you, your lifestyle, and what feels good for you, your pillars may look a little different, but if you have nowhere to start when it comes to building a morning routine, this could be a really good foundation. And stay till the end of the video because I'm also going to tell you guys a little sheet that I am making, which basically gives you a menu for each of the pillars that I'm going to talk about now. So you can literally choose things like a menu and build your own morning routine as if you were building like your own bowl at Chipotle. But we'll talk about that in the end. So my four pillars for a powerful that girl morning routine is number one, grounding. Number two is wellness. Number three is getting into your body. And number four is self-presentation. So these four pillars tap into your nervous system, your hormones, productivity, and confidence, which in my opinion, like what more do you need? Here's the formula. Number one is grounding. You need something that is going to help you calm your nervous system, that's going to regulate cortisol, that is going to set your mind up for success, organize your brain, organize your thoughts, get your breathing regulated, and just get you present and grounded into the moment right now. There are many ways that you can do this. You can do more than one ways to ground yourself, which a lot of times I will do, especially if I have more time in the morning. But for you, that can look like journaling. So you can try brain dumping. You can organize your day. You can just script your dream day. You can just free write and whatever comes out, comes out. You can also meditate, or you can do deep breathing. Even like 5 deep breaths is perfect. And that takes no time. It's just the intention of doing it. And over time, it really does make a difference. You can do gratitude, which is one of my favorites. And that's a non-negotiable for me every morning. You can just write down or say out loud 3 things that you're grateful for, big or small. And another thing that I do every day is like prayer and or visualization. So you can visualize how you want your day to go. You can visualize your dream scenario, visualize something you're trying to call into your life. And I know that for a lot of you, prayer is really important, like it is for me. So praying to whatever it is that you believe in is really, really grounding and such positive energy to start your day with. Second pillar is wellness. That girl is not super restrictive. She's not like into her wellness vibes out of spite. She's into wellness as self-care. And I think we all have such amazing, beautiful souls and bodies that we should be taking care of ourselves every day. And what better way to start the day than with a bit of self-care? One of my most important wellness habits for my mornings is having a breakfast with at least 20 grams of protein in it. And that will usually be like a more balanced meal. So I will have protein, fats, and carbs, but at least I will have my 20 grams of protein, just because I realize on the days that I don't, I feel like my blood sugar is so sporadic. Then I'm hungry like 30 minutes to an hour later. My energy, my mood levels are not stable. stabilize, and having that breakfast like in the morning is so important, especially as a woman. It's also just really good for your hormones. And I mean, there's so much research on this. You can do your own research, but just having a well-balanced breakfast with at least 20 to 30 grams of protein is super important. Sometimes on mornings, again, where I have a little more time to sip and whatever, I will have like some morning drinks, just because I don't know if they all do something to me, but it's just the aesthetic of it. Like, I feel like I'm taking care of myself. So I will have like my bone broth and then my lemon water, and then maybe I'll have some green tea. Maybe I will have like a collagen matcha. If not, maybe for you, it's just taking your supplements. If you don't have that much time in the morning, part of your wellness pillar could just be popping those pillies back. That was cringe. Please don't ever say that again. But maybe it's just taking your supplements. Again, that is something that takes not even 30 seconds. So you have no excuse. And here is a pro tip, okay, to set you up for success in the long run. I have a notes in my phone, and whenever I eat a meal, especially a breakfast, that leaves me feeling really good, full for many hours, and it just felt so good in your body. Like, you know, when you eat a meal, you're like, oh, that like perfectly satiated me. That's a meal I can have on repeat. But then like a month goes by and you forgot what that meal even was that felt so good. So we just like scratch that problem out by tracking or writing down somewhere which meals leave you feeling energized, focused, and satisfied. And then also like keep in mind the things that didn't feel good so that you don't do that again, so that way you can consistently set yourself up for success and consistently do what feels good. Because believe it or not, your breakfast sets the tone for your entire day, hormonally at least. Pillar number three is getting into your body. So movement releases endorphins, and it also helps with mental fog. It helps with that morning cortisol, because we get a spike of cortisol as soon as we wake up in the morning. And it's also just another way to ground your energy. So every single morning, I started this thing. I think I saw it somewhere on YouTube, but this girl literally wakes up and she does something called the shakes, which is like as soon as she gets out of bed, or like around the first 5 to 10 minutes that she wakes up, she will literally start shaking out all of her limbs, like one limb at a time, and then just shaking her whole body. And I'm not saying it's going to feel good for everyone, but it surprisingly felt so good for me, and I've been doing it ever since. So even if I'm not working out for this pillar of the morning, which is getting into your body, because not every morning I have the time to work out, so I'll do it later in the day, but at least I will do the shakes. And I promise you, just try it. I don't know if it's going to work for other people how it works for me and this other girl, but since you get that spike of cortisol, just shaking everything out, like shaking out all the anxiety, having this like somatic release in your body, feels so incredibly good. And it's so grounding because you get into your body instead of being stuck in all the thoughts of the things you have to do today and what's for the day ahead. If that's not your vibe, also you can do an ice face bath whenever. I remember that also feels so good for me, and it really grounds you in the present moment. You can also do like 5 minutes of stretching. You can go for a walk if you have time for that. You can work out if that's part of your morning routine, or while you're brushing your teeth, or at some point while you're getting ready, while your coffee's brewing or whatever, you can dance to your favorite song, to your favorite playlist. Even just 1 to 10 minutes of getting into your body will make such a difference in your morning routine. Our head is only like not even 20% of our body, okay? Stop letting everything be in your thoughts. Your body wants some attention too. And the last pillar, number four, is self-presentation. That girl is put together, okay? Simply put, you want to have that girl morning routine, and then you're walking out of your house doing your little meditation, your little shakes, your little protein shake and egg sausage breakfast, whatever. But then you're walking out of your house and you're still looking like a bum, hair not done. That one is not gonna fly for me. Because I'm going to tell you straight up right now, it might be controversial to some people, but the way you look matters. And I'm not saying how attractive your face is, this and that. No, I'm saying the way you take care of yourself, because people can tell. And more importantly, you can tell how you take care of yourself. It is scientifically proven. If you want to be that girl, if you want to be successful in your own life, whatever success means to you, we cannot be successful without other people. And the way that you present yourself, the way that you show the world that you take care of yourself, reflects back and tells the world how they should take care of you, if that makes sense. The way you take care of yourself is so much more important than brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, doing a little bit of makeup, or brushing your eyebrows, whatever the case. It's more than just that superficial, meaningless part. It's not as superficial and meaningless as you think. It actually sets a standard. It sets a standard for how you treat yourself, and then therefore sets a standard how other people treat you. And also, again, it is scientifically proven to make you feel better and therefore have a better day. So whether that's the outfit that you chose the night before that helps you feel super cute, whether that's a 5-minute makeup refresh, if you are a makeup wearer, obviously, and you don't have like a set in stone 5-minute makeup routine, baby girl, you have to get on that. Excuse the police sirens. And again, there are no excuses for that. There are so many YouTube videos. You can find someone that has the same eye color and same skin color as you and follow their 5-minute makeup routine and see if it works for you. Wear some jewelry that you like, wear perfume that you really like, put some lotion on. And if you don't know where to start, you can always ask yourself, how would your higher self present herself today? Now, those are the four pillars. It's very simple. I don't like when people try and force the idea of a super complicated morning routine, because at the end of the day, for the majority of people, it's not going to be sustainable. But if you can have just like three little habits and each of them take 30 seconds, 1 minute, that can like really ground you and really set you up for success, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, no one gets an award for longest morning routine. What matters is that we feel good in the morning and that the rest of our day goes well and we're level-headed for the rest of the day because of it. So as promised, I'm going to share with you guys my personal morning routine. And right now, my morning routine is a bit shortened because I have some responsibilities these days in the mornings. But on the days where I have longer mornings, like on the weekends, it'll usually be a bit longer and I'll drag it out. Like I'll have a longer meditation. I'll journal for longer. Maybe I will read. So just keep that in mind. Not every day has to be super strict. Some days I don't even get to all these things, but most days I do because it's not that long and it's sustainable for me. But this is always subject to change and I'm always tweaking things about my morning routine along the way because like I said, it's about trial and error. So the first thing that I do when I wake up, it's been an instinct since I've been like 13, 14 years old, is I pray. Like as soon as my eyes open, I'm like, oh my gosh, God, thank you for another day, blah, blah, blah. And then I just go into a prayer moment. It's probably my favorite part of my morning. And then naturally, I will most likely go to the bathroom and pee and all of that stuff. And then once I get back, I tend to do like the morning shakes that I was talking about. I just shake up my whole body. I release any cortisol that is built up. And then I will sit on my bed and I will stare at my vision board that is like directly across from where I wake up. I'll stare at my vision board. I will put on an audio recording that I recorded with my own voice of basically my dream life in a year from now. And I will listen to that. I will visualize. And then I will open up my journal. And on my journal, I have actually a paper version and I have a version on my iPad in case like I'm traveling or I have to run out the door and I only have like my notes on my phone available. That way I have no excuse and I do not skip my journaling because there is so much grounding that goes on in my journaling, you're gonna see. And it is literally the reason I'm able to keep on track with all of my goals. So I open my journal and I write down 10 things that I'm grateful for. Then I write down like whatever new achievement I'm trying to get in my business, I will write down that affirmation 3 times. Like, oh, I'm so grateful that I reached 10K on YouTube, and I'll write that down 3 times. And then I will say it out loud in an audio and send it to myself. Then there's like another point on my journal that I'll say like meditate/relax for 5 minutes. So I will breathe for 5 minutes. Sometimes I will tell Siri to put on like a 5-minute meditation. That way I don't even think about it. I don't even think if I want to do the meditation. I just tell her to put on a guided meditation. And then I ask for good energy and guidance for the day. And then I start writing down, what am I looking forward to today? How do I want to feel today? What's one way I can embody my feminine energy today? What's my number one priority today? What are my top 3 priorities? Name 5 ways in which I'm rich. I made a whole other video about that. How can I honor my cycle today? What am I going to post today? And what are my meals of the day? And then today's schedule. And honestly, filling that out reaches all of my goals, not only visualization for my career, for my life, also planning my priorities for the day, but then also cycle syncing, honoring my feminine energy, and all that stuff. So for me, I think like I found the cheat code for my own life because I have so many like different goals. But as many questions as this seems like it is, it honestly takes me maybe 10 to 15 minutes because like I usually plan my schedule the day before and everything. So this honestly does not take me that long. I think it takes me a little less than 10 minutes actually, not including like the meditation part. And yeah, so I literally just journal and then I will go to the bathroom, I will brush my teeth, I will do my skincare routine, and then I will get ready for the day. And mind you, a lot of the days recently, just according to my schedule and my life in this period of my life, I've been waking up at like 8 a.m. latest and I'm out of the door by 8:40. So I am able to do that entire routine, get ready and everything in like a span of 40 minutes. And usually even less because I will take like so long to get ready because I'm just like listening to music, I'm vibing. And I don't know if I mentioned, but also like when I get back from the bathroom, as soon as I wake up, I will usually make my bed and then just drink water because that also takes like 2 seconds. And I'm also very mindful of my cycle. So if I'm at the part of my cycle where I'm really tired and I don't even feel like doing anything, I will listen to my body and I will lay in bed, especially if it's a weekend. And then the parts of my cycle where I have more energy, maybe I will add more things. Like I have other habits that I like to do when I have time. Maybe I will take longer to make my breakfast or whatever the case is. So how did I reach each of those pillars in not even 20 minutes? Number one is grounding. So I journal, I meditate, I do gratitude, I pray, and I visualize. Those are just all habits that are really important to me. So those all fall in the grounding pillar. Then I have wellness. So I will take my breakfast with me on the go and I'll usually have it in class or wherever I go in the morning, whether it's a cafe or something. But I'm also doing my skincare, as I mentioned that time. So for me, that also falls under wellness. dress, and then I will do the shakes. I usually have music on and I'm dancing while I'm doing my makeup, so that's me getting into my body. And self-presentation, as I said, I pick up my outfit the night before, or I pick up my outfits for the week on Sunday, and I have my little 5 to 10 minute makeup routine, and that's it. I put my perfume, I put my jewelry. I have my systems in place, and having any kind of routine is not hard if you set yourself up for success and develop systems. Now, if there is anything you can do in the morning, general advice that I can give just to anyone, here are my favorite morning routine tips that I've come to realize are really important for any kind of morning routine. Number one is drinking water first thing. You literally just went 7, 8, 9 hours without water. Your body's dehydrated, baby girl. You need water and you will feel so much better. Two is making your bed. It takes 2 seconds. Even if you make it messily, it is linked to so many things, scientifically, psychologically, and just make your bed. It makes room look nicer. It's like your first act of discipline for the day. Just make your bed. Be flexible. You cannot be like super strict in your morning routine, because then you'll just crash out and like never want to do anything and think that you're useless. So definitely develop the mindset of being flexible. Anything in the routine can change. You are able to have a long morning routine and a shorter morning routine version if that works for you. Pick your number one priority for the day. What I like to do sometimes is I will think of my number one priority for the day, if not when I'm journaling, then when I'm brushing my teeth, because you're going to brush your teeth anyways, I hope. And make sure that there's at least one thing that you really look forward to in your morning routine. It's going to be the thing that gets you up, whether that's your matcha, whether that's your coffee, whether that is knowing that you're going to be able to listen to your favorite song or your favorite playlist when you're brushing your teeth or picking out your outfit or doing your makeup. Maybe you love your skincare routine, so that's the thing that gets you up in the morning. Find the one thing and make sure that it is included in your morning routine so that you're actually motivated to have a routine and be consistent with it. Life is about pleasure, okay? Especially if you're on my podcast or my channel, we always talk about channeling and living with your feminine energy. So things that are too strict, that are too rigid, goes against the rules of femininity. And this, the whole idea of having a morning routine is to make you feel better. So only do the things that make you feel good, if not in the short term, then in the long term, because you set yourself up for success. Now, moving forward. Every Sunday, I want you to become the scientist of your own mornings. When you're doing your little Sunday reset moment, you're planning for the week ahead, think back of your mornings the week prior and think of what happened, like what felt good, what didn't feel good. Your mornings aren't just habits, they're kind of like data. So make sure that you're checking in with yourself every Sunday and asking yourself a few questions. Let's name some questions. So what worked this week? Where did I fall off? What fell off? What habits felt really good? What habits did not feel so good? When did I feel the most energized, grounded, and clear? And why do I think that is? What dragged me down? And why do I think that is? So if something consistently isn't feeling good in your morning routine, don't force it. Swap it out, tweak the order, or just altogether try something new. And I want you to reframe your mornings as an experiment. You are the scientist. So your goal is not perfection, it's alignment. This mindset removes the guilt of not being consistent, of not having a routine that really works well or feels good for you yet. That way your routine can evolve in a way that actually sticks and consistently feels good and starts to be the thing that you look forward to the most. Like, I look forward to my mornings more than anything. I promise you, mornings can be so fun. You don't have to make them so complicated. You just need to use yourself as an experiment to find what feels consistently good. Now, if you're ready to build your own dreamy morning, your own that girl morning routine, I have made a template for you, a menu, as I say. So I'm just testing it out. It's something that I'm testing out for you guys. And I usually would price it normally because I don't really do discounts like that, but I am only charging this $2, guys. It is less than a Diet Coke. I know you love your Diet Coke, girl. And the reason it's only $2 is just because I'm testing it and I want you guys to tell me if it worked, if you like it. So in the template, I have like a drag and drop routine menu that is categorized by the 4 pillars that I talked about, which I believe are the most important to build that girl's morning routine. I have a customizable daily planner in there with a section for your morning routine and a reflection at the end. And there's also some other stuff in there, but you have to get it to find out. So only for this month or two, it is only $2, just because I want you guys to try it out. You can DM me or you can come back here and comment what you think about it. And if you post you using it on your story, I will 101,000% repost you, unless for some odd reason I don't see it, but I most likely will see it and I will repost, trust me. So you can tag me on Instagram, which is the Mia Gabriella. It's also in the description. But yeah, let me know what you guys think of it. Let me know if this video was helpful and let me know what your morning routine is going to look like for the next week. If you found this video helpful and you think it'll help somebody else, please feel free to share it. Also, also feel free to DM me or comment with any questions you may have. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye!